Neil Flick serves as the finance and business administrator for Ampath Oncology. Neil started his global health career in 2008, serving in various leadership positions with Mercy Ships in Liberia, Sierra Leone, Togo, and Ghana. He joined Ampath Oncology in 2014 as the IU Simon Cancer Center staff embedded within the IU Center for Global Health based in Indianapolis. In this capacity, he's charged with managing the financial and business aspects of Ampath Oncology to facilitate clinical care, research, and educational infrastructure. His story is called Be Careful What You Ask For.
Thank you. Kuyamba, welcome. As mentioned, I am the bean counter for oncology and your token non-MD speaker for tonight. So if any of you need to use the restroom or get a refill, you've got about 6 minutes and 30 seconds to do that. One of the things that I get to do a lot when I travel to Kenya is host first-time guests. Be coworkers going for the first time. It could be supporters that we've got currently or future supporters. Part of those responsibilities entail giving them very specific instructions on what to do, how to get there, what airlines to use, what hotels to stay in, and different things like that. One of the large topics that we cover are food. There is a certain cuisine in Kenya that I call brown sauce. And this is sort of like a beef bouillon cube base spice. They add this to just about everything. They put it on beef, so you have beef-flavored beef. You'll have beef-flavored chicken, beef-flavored vegetables. And if you're very lucky, you will also have beef-flavored fruit. When you're there for a certain period of time, you have to learn to improvise for your comfort food. So we will make biscuits and gravy, sort of. We will make tacos, sort of, and different things like that. We advise people when they're going out to eat what types of food would be good, what preparation methods are okay to take that food, and what you should stay away from. We've got certain people over here that are the street food warriors, and they don't like to listen to any of those things, and end up we can confirm that there are indeed active volcanoes in Kenya. We have found some restaurants that cater a bit to the Western likes with their menu. They will have pizzas, they even deliver sometimes. They've got Chinese food. We haven't found Mexican food there yet. Sorry guys with the quesadillas, you're not gonna find those. But we found one restaurant in particular, it was somewhat new, called the Big Five, who serves burgers. And this is a large excitement for me, if you couldn't tell that I liked burgers, as well as one of my close colleagues over here in my twin shirt, Dave. We went to check this restaurant out, see if this rumor was true, that there were burgers involved. They did have burgers involved. It was a very large selection, a huge menu. They had all kind of things. You put egg, cheese, all kind of stuff on a burger. In our excitement, we ordered hamburgers and fries. And when the meal came out, we got exactly what we asked for. It was ham on a hamburger bun and fries. We had to go back a few more times to get that right. But eventually, we've got our nickname, the Nono Mzungus, there, and they know what we're going to order. You also get to learn a lot about your coworkers when you're in Kenya. We've got a lot of coworkers from a lot of different backgrounds. One of them in particular, who's a former coworker, had a little trouble following directions. When you get to IU House, they will give you an orientation. They'll show you where things are at, give you the laundry scoop, all kind of things like that, in addition to telling you about the buttons to press in the event of an emergency. I don't know if she was not paying attention or what was going on or what she thought her emergency was, but there were two mornings in a row that the restroom emergency button was pushed. And the sort of equivalent of a SWAT team from Kenya would show up and surround the house and try to flesh out what the problem was. After the second morning, we realized it was one person pushing that as an extra boost to the toilet flush. Also, you learn the value of a Purdue engineering degree that one of your colleagues holds when that colleague happens to be the only one that can't seem to figure out how to work the instant hot water in the shower. And when I say colleague, I really mean my boss, who's not here tonight to defend himself. The other hat that I wear in my role involves hosting a number of our partners. We've got a lot of Lilly folks that we host that go over, Pfizer folks, Celgene folks, among many others that we host in the oncology program. And as a part of that, we like to show them our operations, introduce our colleagues to them, show them around, and that typically involves some cultural immersion. So we have a reception or a party for them, and we like to have some traditional music there, some traditional food, the namachoma, the ugali, like Grace mentioned, sukumawiki, some kachumbari, and different things like that. In an effort to kind of accommodate these Western tastes that people have and preferences, the last time that we did this reception, we requested a couple tubs for ice so that we could have ice drinks for people. It's not very common in Kenya to find chilled drinks, and so that was one of the things that we thought might be nice for this group coming over. We arrived at the venue, and there were the nice white tablecloths. There were the fire pits scattered all around the lawn. This very beautiful cake that we had ordered that one of our coworkers had made. And right in the middle of all that, there were two of the most filthy, disgusting used bathtubs full of ice for the drinks that we had ever seen. So I encourage you, when you go to Kenya, to be careful what you ask for. Additionally, for Deb, Haley, and Megan, be careful who you ask to give a Tusker Tail speech, because I learned most of my Swahili from taxi drivers. Kuyamba, thank you.